Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Taking Civility Out of the Box, The Insanity of Incivility and What Can Be Done About It by Barbara Kondra, is a short nonfiction book published in 2019 that examines the rise of incivility in American public life and asks why anger, contempt, and harshness have become so common, positioned as a call to action rather than an academic study. It reflects on the social and moral costs of uncivil behavior and argues that the trend should be reversed before it deepens further. The book appears to be written for readers who are concerned about the quality of public discourse, the health of democratic interaction, and the everyday ways people treat one another. Based on the available descriptions, Kondra combines reflection, moral concern, and practical suggestion, including ways readers can engage others who share the desire for more civil discourse. Its purpose is not to offer a comprehensive theory of political conflict, but to encourage self-examination and active response. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, incivility is a broad social condition rather than isolated bad manners. A central idea in the book is that incivility should be understood as a wider social problem, not simply as a few rude exchanges or bad individual habits. The available descriptions frame it as an epidemic that affects American society across public and private settings, which gives the topic moral and civic urgency. That framing matters because it shifts the discussion away from etiquette and towards social consequences. When incivility becomes normalized, it can damage trust, make disagreement feel unsafe, and reduce the willingness of people to participate in shared public life. Kondra appears to treat this as a cultural condition that needs examination, not a temporary annoyance. The significance of this approach is that it invites readers to ask how common speech patterns, political habits, and social attitudes reinforce each other. By presenting incivility as pervasive, the book encourages readers to see the issue as structural as well as personal, which makes the case for deliberate correction rather than passive acceptance. Secondly, tracing the thought patterns that feed anger and contempt. Another important dimension of the book is its interest in the mental and emotional processes behind uncivil behavior. Review material highlights a granular examination of the thought processes that feed the problem, suggesting that Kondra is concerned with how people justify harshness, dismissiveness, and hostility. This is important because it treats incivility as something that begins before speech or action in the assumptions people make about others. When people view opponents as enemies, assume bad motives, or see disagreement as a threat, uncivil conduct becomes easier to rationalize. The book seems to challenge that inner logic by asking readers to reflect on their own reactions and the stories they tell themselves about other people. This approach gives the work analytical force. It does not only criticize rude behavior, but examines the mental habits that sustain it. That makes the book useful for readers who want to understand why public debate so often escalates and why simple calls to be nicer are usually insufficient. Thirdly, civil discourse as a democratic responsibility. The book connects civility to the functioning of democracy, which gives the subject more weight than a simple appeal to politeness. Available descriptions indicate that readers are encouraged to reflect on the importance of civil discourse to democratic life. That connection is significant because democracy depends on the ability to disagree without destroying the legitimacy of the other side. If people cannot listen, argue, and respond without contempt, shared decision-making becomes harder, and public life becomes more fragmented. Kondra appears to present civility as a practical civic virtue rather than a soft ideal. This makes the book relevant to readers who are worried about polarization, mutual distrust, and the decline of constructive conversation. The argument also implies that civility is not the same as silence or agreement. Instead, it is a disciplined way of engaging difference while preserving the conditions for dialogue. By tying behavior to democratic health, the book asks readers to see their own speech as part of a larger civic ecosystem, where everyday interactions either support or weaken public trust. Fourthly, practical suggestions aimed at ordinary readers, not expert theorists. The book stands out because it offers practical suggestions rather than just diagnosis. Descriptions of the text indicate that each chapter includes simple, usable ideas and that the book ends with additional ways to engage others who care about the issue. This gives it a concrete, action-oriented structure. Instead of pretending to solve incivility through one grand theory, it seems to acknowledge that meaningful change often begins with smaller and more repeatable habits. That may include how people speak, how they respond to disagreement, and how they decide whether to escalate or de-escalate tension. The emphasis on practical application makes the book accessible to general readers, especially those who feel frustrated but unsure what to do. It also helps explain the book's tone as a call to action. The value of this approach is that it bridges reflection and behavior. Readers are not only invited to agree that incivility is a problem, but are also given a framework for acting differently. In a crowded field of commentary on public polarization, this practical orientation is a clear distinguishing feature. Lastly, a morally grounded appeal shaped by Christian perspective. The available source material suggests that the book is influenced by Christian principles and interprets civil behavior through that lens. That perspective appears to shape the book's moral seriousness and its concern with how people relate to others, especially those who think differently or are perceived as different. This matters because it gives the argument a relational and ethical foundation rather than a purely political one. The issue is not only whether society functions efficiently, but whether people treat one another with dignity. A Christian inflected view also helps explain why the book emphasizes self-examination, responsibility, and the possibility of change. Rather than approaching opponents as permanent adversaries, it seems to invite readers to reconsider how they respond to conflict. This grounding may especially appeal to readers who want a faith-based account of public behavior without reducing the issue to partisan commentary. It also differentiates the book from secular civility manuals by linking social conduct to moral obligation and spiritual reflection. That combination of civic concern and religiously informed ethics gives the book a distinctive identity within its category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are troubled by the coarsening of public discourse and want a concise, morally serious discussion of what civility means in practice. It will likely appeal to people interested in civic life, Christian ethics, community leadership, or simply better ways to engage disagreement without contempt. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers examine their own assumptions and habits while also suggesting that change is possible at the level of everyday conduct. Intellectually, it offers a focused lens on incivility as a social and democratic problem rather than a passing culture war complaint. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its combination of urgency, accessibility, and action orientation. It does not seem designed to impress with academic complexity or to offer a comprehensive policy blueprint. Instead, it presents civility as a matter of public responsibility, personal reflection, and deliberate practice. That gives the book a clear niche, a brief but pointed call to reconsider how people speak, disagree, and live together in a fractured society. If you would like to support Berba Chandra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.